Flood Protection Secrets, the podcast to the protection against heavy rain and flooding, by Dr. Flood, Andreas Klippa.
Hello and welcome back to Flood Protection Secrets. Great to have you with me again. In the last episode, we spoke about the first step. We spoke about clarity and why understanding comes before any investment. Today, I want to take this one step further, because even when people decide to act, they can still go wrong. And this is something I see again and again. Flood protection is installed, but it doesn't work. Now, let me say something very clearly. In most cases, the problem is not the product. The problem is the decision behind it. Let me explain. Many companies and homeowners, and government as well, believe that flood protection is simple. They think, we just need a barrier, we just need a system, we just need something in front of the door. And then they go out and buy it. But water does not think like that. Water does not follow our assumptions. Water follows physics. It finds gaps. It finds weak points. It finds alternative paths. And if one entry point is blocked, it will look for the next one. This is where most solutions fail, not because they are badly built, but because they are applied in the wrong way. So let me give you a typical example. A building installs protection at the main entrance. Okay. Everything looks good. Okay. Everything seems secure. Good. And then the rain comes. Water rises, and suddenly water enters from the side, from the back, or through technical openings. And the result, the building is flooded, despite having flood protection. This is not a product failure, this is a planning failure. And this is exactly why engineering is so important. Because engineering does one thing. It looks at the whole system, not just one door, not just one opening, but the entire building, the surroundings, and the behavior of water. For businesses, this means you protect your operations as a whole, not just parts of it. For homeowners, it means you avoid the illusion of safety, because partial protection is often more dangerous than no protection at all. So let me repeat that. Partial protection creates false confidence. That is why it is more dangerous. You think you are protected and you change perhaps something with your interior design, or you put a very expensive and fragile machine installation at the ground level, and then you still get flooded. And false confidence creates risk, because suddenly you put things under risk that you would never have done if you would have understood the real risk. Here comes already my golden nugget. Today is a short episode, right? Isn't it? So, are you ready for my golden nugget? Here it is. Here it comes. Flood protection does not fail because of technology. It fails because of wrong assumptions. I repeat it because it is so important. Flood protection does not fail because of technology. It fails because of wrong assumptions. So here is a question for you today. Are you solving the real problem or only part of it? Because water will not stop just because one entrance is protected. And the question also is, which technology you use, and who is the person who will give the go signal to install this technology when the rain is expected or the flooding is expected? And how will it be done? How is the operation? That is something what was never discussed before. Think in systems. Act with clarity and make sure your solution works in reality, not only in theory. You're only one missing decision away from your facility being flooded. Stay safe and flood free instead.
Flood Protection Secrets, the podcast to the protection against heavy rain and flooding, by Dr. Flood, Andreas Klippa.